thrash it out and blow the chaff out and send it to the mill to make this here bread. Must have been hard times on the women. Yeah.
Father got a thrashel. He used to thrash it.
What do you call that, Mrs. Cook?
A thrashel. Well,
or a swivel.
A swivel? Oh, I never heard that. He used to say a thrashel.
And that's what
is he?
And you saw the barley biler at the wicket, our wicket, the thing as they piled the barley with. Is that our wicket now? They use it to scrape the shoes on. And it's, you know what it's like, Miss Jones. Where he showed it to you. And you had to keep lifting it up and stamping it down on the barley like this on the barn floor to knock the piles off it. It's still there now, it's granddad's. There's two on them about this.
What about the old hiring customs now? How is that done?
Hiring?
Hiring, yes, hiring
labour.
None of that, but
how is
that?
But
in the good old days.
Oh, well, you used to go to Stratton Fair then, and you had to be at Stratton Fair by 7 o'clock in the morning when it's Mrs. Cook.
Yes.
I've gone at 8 or 9 only when kids, you know, are going to the fair, and they'd hired the chaps then. They were no use, you see, without going there in the morning.
No.
See, when the farmer come to meet you,
yes,
he'd ask you if you wanted a job. He'd ask you different things. He'd say, like, well, have you done your turnip in? Who have you been working for? He'd say, have you done your turnip in? You know, it's the 14th of May. 1st of May, some of the fairs. But, like, just around the year, they were all in May, weren't they, Mrs.
Yes.
Cook? You mind in that fairly to ask a youth if they've done the turnip in? Sure, done the turnip in, by gummy, have you? You know, you were landed then. But if you hadn't done your turnip in, he'd go on past. And you couldn't tell him a lie because he'd ask your boss. And he used to give the youth a shilling.
What do you call that?
To bind the bargain, you know, give him a shilling. And a youth as was no good, you know,
yes,
one as was got a bit artful,
yes,
he'd get hired again off another and get a shilling. Yes. You know, if there was a youth as was no use,
yes,
but there wasn't very few of them, but what were in them days,
yes,
because they had to look out for a job, you
yes
see. They had to try to get a job.
Yes. Yes.
There was no going on to the dole, they had to look for a job.
And
they were no use without this top 12 months. If you left the place, you know, under 12 months, they'd say you were no good.
Right. And then, after you've been hired, you got your, what do you call that, money again? Your
shilling.
What do you call a hiring shilling or something like that?
I couldn't tell you what they did, but they used to give the chaps a shilling.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
The bargain, they'd got to go to work.
They'd got to go to work.
But what? You didn't stay.
Oh, you could go to the fair, but they'd expect you most likely the next morning. They'd ask you, you know, when you'd go, and if you want to go for a week, well, perhaps they wouldn't want you then, see? You'd have to go the next morning.
Yes. And that was for a whole year.
That was for a whole year, and they never paid you till next certain fair day. That's another thing. They never paid you till certain fair. If they did, it's what you called a sop, and they'd give you a shilling, or perhaps 10 shillings if you wanted to go to buy a pair of shoes or a slop or a pair of car trousers. The working man, that youth, never had no best clothes, you know, in those days.
The dialect of Cardington, Shropshire. Mr. Hotchkiss, a farmer aged 56, and Mrs. Cook, a farmer's wife aged 82, both natives of Cardington, recorded in the home of Mrs. Cook in Cardington by Harold Orton in July 1952.